A parched plot starved of greenery. This is no desert. It is, in fact, a reservoir, run dry. So much so that it's uncovered a medieval bridge that was lost when the area was flooded. And it's not the only place that has revealed historical ruins. The shallow riverbed of the Wendia Reservoir reveals the ruins of an ancient village, while the water that once covered them continues to evaporate in record-breaking temperatures.
This is a particularly dry year, a very complicated year that confirms what climate change scenarios have been making evident for a very long time in countries in which we live, with periods of extended drought, sometimes combined with torrential rains and floods stretched over the same hydrological year. This is dramatic.
With the extreme heat likely to continue into autumn, Spain's meteorological services say it will strain Europe's largest network of dammed reservoirs, combined with droughts in other countries, creating problems across the continent.
By looking at the next 3 months, we see still a very high risk of dry condition over Western Central Europe as well as the UK. So this is, I think, causing more concern than just the forecast of the coming few days.
Even in Germany, in areas that were devastated by flooding in 2021, lack of rain is wreaking havoc on the country's main waterway, the Rhine. Lowering water levels have caused shipping disruptions on the river, a major route for products ranging from grain to chemicals to coal. And it has a knock-on effect on the economy, which is already bracing itself for a recession and energy shortages later in the year. This is the worst drought to have hit Europe in decades. Some say it's the worst in hundreds of years. The results already forecast to be devastating for the continent, and an environmental warning for governments to act now before it's too late. Sonia Gallego, Al Jazeera.